Blog Talk Radio.
This is not a test. This is real live voice radio. Brother Lonzo Thornton coming at you today on a Sabbath day, a very beautiful day, very end of the month of September. A lot of interesting things are going on in our nation. Many of you who have tried to stay in tune to what's happening locally here in America are questioning a lot of the current political, social, spiritual, economic, and tech-related situations. This broadcast is just a way in which I want to touch base with those variables and also hear from someone who is deeply involved and connected to the social media network. Been out there for so many years, since 08 plus, have interviewed so many people from the different strata of society. And this broadcast, more importantly, is to hear from an independent owner of her own business, someone who has thought thoroughly through what she wants to not only do, but also create for herself and for the upcoming generation, the idea of entrepreneurship and what that means and how that looks. As you know, in our current status, there is not a race war that's going on. It's more of a class war. And specifically what that means is that you have those that have all the power, all the money, all the influence that are pretty much running every aspect of our society. Everyday people like myself are pressed to try to figure out what is our response to that. One who is entrepreneurial can give you some insight. So I want to actually turn the rest of this over to someone who I will ask questions to actually communicate some of these questions you have and also that are necessary to be answered. I think she wants to be anonymous, and that's okay. But ultimately, our friend, our companion who is going to join me, speak to the people as to how you got involved with social media, how you also turned your passion into a job, a career, and also speak to people about the importance of having a dream and a passion that may not be well received, but is part of what makes you unique.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction. Yes, you know, I got into the social media probably like everyone else. It was just something that was kind of fed to us slowly and surely with myself, a computer science background, and also a creative background in media, television, and film to be exact. And as I began to delve into the different social media platforms as they were introduced, one of the first ones was MySpace, where a lot of entertainers and artists, particularly musicians, took advantage of. I would kind of skim through that and participate in that social media and fell in love with it because, as I said, entertainment was my love. And moving forward, working in television, in the broadcast industry, coming out of some of the greatest networks around, like NBC, Fox, Comcast, Turner Broadcasting, CNN, Headline News, just to name a few, I was able to see the future. And what I mean by that is I was able to recognize that where we were in broadcast was about to change. It was about to go exactly where I was kind of fooling around with on MySpace, which was technology. And we were going to have a new television, and that would be the computer. Streaming media. So that's where my focus was. I took the base of the, if you will, old media and combined it with the innovation of new media. And as I started my business, which initially was an idea of being a TV and radio station on the intranet, ended up morphing into what now is somewhat the same, but more so shorts and streaming content from podcasts to webcasts, which are driven by with a spiritual and positive background. And so that's where I'm at. And I started off with, just to let the listeners know, with the economy and with jobs, technology is taking away or is replacing a lot of jobs where humans are needed. And I definitely experienced that when I started my business, because I needed camera people and audio people and lighting people and production people. And it was very difficult to pay those people because I would have to make certain that I made enough money, basically, on those contracts to pay everyone. And it was just almost impossible as technology improved and as people and businesses in the business sector did not want to pay the high dollars. So I had to become competitive. And how did I do that? Well, I had to cut my staff. I had to cut my staff, and I had to become a one-woman show. And that's where my business is. I knew how to edit. I knew how to write. I knew how to produce, direct. I knew how to host, and so on and so forth. And so I took all of those hats, and I wore each and every one of them. And that's where I am today, doing what I love to do. And even if I'm not being paid for some of my webcasts and broadcasts, the content that I produce and direct now becomes a marketing tool to draw in new clientele. And this is working, and this is where we and the new generation and the millennials, this is where it's at. So folks have to understand that in this economy, competition is high, the budget is low, and the lowest bidder wins. And that's the bottom line. How can you have the lowest bid and win that contract? Typically, you got to cut your staff and be able to wear multiple hats and multitask. So that's where it's at.
That's a great analysis of personal and real life diagram about a person who actually is out there on the main line speaking about what's going on past the present tense. And also want to speak about the future tense. When we are talking about mass media, we talk about communication, we talk about the powers to be, this whole matter, particularly in the younger generation that's out there now who are of age and have both political and economic clout, are questioning the authenticity of primary source information. In terms of media, seems to be that most of the information people are getting is more on the line of gossip and hearsay. I'm of the generation where primary source information speaks about facts that is given to the general audience, where people can formulate their own opinions, ideas, thoughts that spill over into activity. Right now, it seems to be, and I may be wrong about this, the powers to be are controlling the mind, the mindset, the activities, the behaviors of people to be. So as a media giant like yourself, who's out there, who's been out there, who's seen the ups and downs, what can you possibly give the people who now are listening to all the facets, many communication outlets? What can you give them in terms of real-life situations on how they can decipher what is opinionated information as opposed to primary source information that actually is factual?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And the first thing that comes to my thought is, to my mind, cross-referencing. It's not going to be one source anymore. You can't get facts, if you ever could, get facts from one source. So with social media, it's like a double-edged sword. You know, it's got its good and its bad. Yeah, there's a lot of information, and some of it is not factual. However, if you sift through it, you will start to reference and cross-reference, and you will start to come to understand and start to see clearer. So I think it's research. It's like anything else that you would have done in a classroom setting, or, you know, I mean, attorneys do this all the time, but it's research, you know, and it could be research via photos, images, video, audio, scripture, writings. It's all of that. And then, you know, your own common sense and being able to, if you can, participate and experience. I learned a lot of fact with my company and being an entrepreneur by just experiencing it and sometimes having to fail, but not being afraid to fail and try again. Mm-hmm. So that would be, you know, my best response. I don't think it's fact can come just, as I say, there are many ways.
uncuff me. I gotta break free. I need to breathe. Just need to be. Uncuff me. I gotta break free. I need to breathe. Just need to be. Uncuff me.
And for those of you who would like to hear the remainder of this interview, can listen to it in its entirety by going to YouTube and looking for Turn Your Talents into Income Using New Technology. Thanks for joining us on Uncuff Me. Grace and peace.